Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Cats, 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 sorry.
That's a good song.
Well, we are surrounded. Hi.
Just watching our dumb cat just kind of treats
her. He's not dumb.
He's kind of silly.
Well, he is kind of dumb. I won't lie.
He's standing in our comic.
Yeah.
Young Harley.
Yeah, he's sitting on it.
Yeah, well, we're not reading it right now.
Well, you can sit on it till we're ready, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking cats.
So, I guess we should talk about the Denver Pop Culture Con.
We should.
Because that is a thing that we attended this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were looking forward to it. Because it was one of those things where it's like, it's been growing.
Yeah.
In terms of notoriety, you know, just visibility and stuff like that. I don't say notoriety, but
well, this year is the first year they changed it from Denver Comic Con to Denver Pop Culture Con,
right? Because it's basically just a way for them to be like, hey, we're doing everything, you know. It's essentially,
yeah, fuck it.
Which is kind of what Comic Con pretty much is now.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what happened with the Stan Lee's convention too, because they changed that to the like Pop Culture Convention. Or
I thought they just called Stan Lee's Comic-Con, or is this L.A. Comic-Con?
It's not Comic-Con. It's something different. I can't remember the exact name, but it's not a Comic-Con. It's like a something-something else con.
Right. Well, nonetheless, we went to the Denver Convention Center to check this event out. First and foremost, I'm just going to complain.
Yeah.
Tickets are goddamn expensive.
They were pretty fucking expensive for what it was.
At least, I think it was like $50.
Yeah.
A piece for us to go on a Sunday.
Yeah,
which
right?
is, I've realized if I'm going to conventions, I'm going on the last day, usually a Sunday. I think that's the time to do it. Unless if there's something else that I'm like obligated to do there or I want to really do.
Oh, sorry. You're right. It's called Los Angeles Comic-Con. It used to be called just Kamikaze Expo.
Yeah. It was Stan Lee's Kamikaze.
Sorry, it went the other way.
Now they just made it. It just went full on like L.A.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because it's...
Well, Stan Lee's dead.
Well.
Also that.
But also, I mean, well, think about it. It's pretty much like the only real Comic-Con that's actually in LA.
Yes. Everything else, like, you can go to WonderCon, but that's down in Anaheim. You know, obviously San Diego is down in San Diego. You know, Comic-Con and stuff, but there's Palm Springs and there's Long Beach, but
yeah,
there's
right.
not
There's
LA
a ton of
outside of the Comic-Con or the Stan Lee one.
Yeah, as far as LA proper goes, that's your best bet. But yeah, nonetheless, this one is the Denver Pop Culture Denver Pop Culture Con. Is that what it's called?
Yes, Denver Pop Culture Con.
Culture Con. And, you know, they've embraced a lot of just having a lot of celebrities there. You know, in this particular one, I mean, they had Dave Bautista was there.
Mm-hmm.
Drax and you know, a whole bunch of other
Big Dave.
I think Michael Rooker was there.
Yeah.
There was a few other, like, I mean, there's a whole bunch of other names. I think Tom Welling was there.
Oh, was he?
I think so.
Was he there on Saturday?
Maybe.
Yeah, we didn't go on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean,
we didn't actually go to any panels this time, which was surprising because usually we try to squeeze in a couple.
I just didn't feel like it though.
Yeah, I kind of didn't feel like it either. So we didn't do the panel thing. We really just hit the floor.
Well, really, here's the thing. With the panels, if there's stuff, usually there's stuff that I'll just be like, oh, I can get into that. This is like a moment where you and I both kind of saw this immediately, is we got there and almost like right away, we were just like, ah, fuck, this is why we don't come to conventions.
100%, yes. Because here's what happened. So like we took the train in because fuck parking in downtown. Just in any downtown, it fucking sucks. We took the train, too, when we went to, you know, L.A.
Yeah.
One. So we took the train. You get off right there at the convention center. Super easy and convenient. Great. But we get off, and we, like, it was very well organized, but they, like, kind of herd you, like, all the way around the convention center to the doors. And there's this huge fucking line. It went pretty quickly.
No, actually, compared to the amount of people that were there, we moved pretty quickly.
We did move pretty quick because they had like six separate entrances, like all in a row, and it was very well organized. But at the same time, like the second we got there, I was just like, oh, that's right. I fucking hate being in crowds.
Yeah.
I fucking hate people. What am I doing here? And then we like walk all the way, and Sean said the exact same thing to me. He's like, this is why we don't come. And I was like, 100% this is why we don't come.
It's just something about like,
God damn it.
It's been a while since we've been to one of these. Like,
I forgot to like steal myself for the crowd. You know what I mean? Like, I forgot to like mentally prep myself for the crowd, which usually I would do. And I didn't do it. And I didn't like, cause usually like, you know, cause I have social anxiety. And I don't like being in crowds. I don't like being around a lot of people. So a lot of times I have to like make a plan to, you know, convince myself like, okay, well, I will do this and then I will have a break here and then I'll go do this thing. And I didn't prep for it, which was my own fault. And because I didn't prep for it, I was a little irritated when we got there. But I mean, it was fine. I wasn't like having a fucking fit or anything. I was just like, oh God.
No, it was just a bit much.
This is why we don't do this.
Yeah, it was a bit much all at once. And, you know, it's kind of like, I don't.
Harley, seriously?
I kind of just don't want to, you know, I don't know, just something about it where I'm just like, I don't want to put up with this. I'm done. But, you know, we're here. I paid all this money to go to the convention. And that's what we're going to do. The thing that with these panels, I just want to point out, like, I looked up all the panels. I tried to see if there's something that was, like, generally interesting, you know, for both of us. And I have to say, they do have a lot of diversity in terms of panels and subjects and stuff like that. Like, there's some pretty heavy-handed stuff, like, some really, like, you know, as far as discussions go and stuff. Like, stuff that's, like, really, like, you don't, it's not your typical fare. Even though it kind of is, because we usually go to conventions, a lot of it's just a lot of ways for people who like comics and who like creative endeavors to find out ways to enhance that. And that's great, and that's what it should be, you know. But there was some stuff, this wasn't anything that really grabbed my interest as far as what I wanted to check out. And there was a podcasting panel there.
Mm-hmm.
It was later on Sunday, which... I didn't want to stay that long, you know, because I wanted to get there at a certain time and check it out and whatever. But I just didn't want to go to this podcasting panel. And I just didn't want to. It's a lot of times, I mean, just for me as a podcasting guy, you go to a lot of these podcasting panels and a lot of it's like the same shit.
Oh,
and I'm assuming it's kind of like that for you, like with writing panels.
100%, yes.
Where you just go and it's like, hey, here's, you know, very basic.
Yeah,
you know,
here's breakdown. The same shit that you heard last time.
Yeah, which is fine.
Or they'll say something and then you get mad. Like, this is what happened when I went to that writing conference a couple weeks ago. Like, the person who was up there giving agent, like, querying advice to writers was really giving very specific individual advice that she likes.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But there was no caveat to be like, I am one of the few agents who like this thing. You can totally send me an attachment. 99% of agents will be like, don't you fucking send me an attachment. We can't even open them because we're worried they have viruses. But like, she didn't tell anybody that. And I was just like, people are paying for you to give them shit advice. Like, yeah. I was so mad. Anyway.
I mean, sometimes with the podcasting panels, a lot of it's just a very like basic rundown of like, how do you get into podcasting?
Mm-hmm.
And I know with me, like, I've been through, you know, I've seen a lot of podcasting in different forms, you know, going all the way back to, God, was it 2011?
Internet radio, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
even before that, when you guys used to do Mayhem.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've seen a bunch of this, you know, I've done radio, and I've done internet radio, and I've done some of this, so I've seen a lot of this go on, you know, throughout the years, so when, you know, so a lot of it's very, like, mundane to me, mm-hmm. and I understand why these things exist, but at the same time, it's like there's also like part of it where it's like, just like you were saying, like, you know, that there's certain things that don't really make a lot of sense.
Yes,
it's hard because you want to like be very specific towards that, but at the same time, like, you shouldn't do that. You can't really do that. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know, because it's because you're trying, because a lot of times people aren't ready for the hearty soup that you're gonna bust out at the picnic or whatever. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know.
That's Sean's rage panel.
Yeah, that's usually that's the thing when I was like, because I did a thing out here in Denver at the House of Pod. Was very gracious to let me do a jobs of podcasting panel, and it's like I think I kept it pretty basic. I think I did a good job of that, but it's like your boy here can get extra.
Oh yeah,
when it comes down to it. So
I'm not even going to argue with you on that. That is absolutely accurate.
Anyways, so I'm getting off track here, but with regards to the pop culture con. So yes, we didn't do any panels,
but we went and we checked out the floor.
Checked out the floor, and like again, go on Sundays or go on the last day because that's when you can get deals. That's when you can barter.
Yeah, that's why Sean likes to go, because people are like, I don't want to take this shit home with me.
No, that's
so
the
they'll
point.
Like mark down, you know, 25% off the booth, 50% off the whole thing. Like, cool. So we get some deals, and this one. First off, we saw a friend of the show, former guest, Ken Reed.
That's right. That's right. He was one of the few guests that we've had on the show.
Yeah, one of the very few guests that we've had on the show. He has his very own podcast, TV Guidance Counselor. So check that out wherever you get your fine podcasts. He was in town basically being like a moderator for like a lot of the interview panels for some of like with the bigger celebrities. Like he did it last year too. And I think Ron Perlman was there and all sorts of stuff. So he tends to do that. So we ran into him. We talked to him for a while. It was good to see him.
Yeah. Good to chat with him. And, he did a Back to the Future thing with Christopher Lloyd, which I saw on its Instagram, but Christopher Lloyd apparently said he told Ken that he wasn't funny. And I think he was being legit or something. I don't know what the context was. I think there was probably, I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, we didn't see further. The thing. So,
but, yeah, so, but I mean, Ken is funny.
Yes. And Ken is very funny.
It sounds like Christopher Lloyd is just being grouchy.
Well, he is an old man. He's allowed to be grouchy.
He is an old man. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we saw him, but, and then we kind of wandered around the floor, and this one seems to have like, it's not labeled as there's an artist alley just like there is for everything else, but I feel like there's so many independent artists that it expanded far outside.
It was much bigger than I'm used to seeing.
Of what was labeled as artist alley. Yeah. There were so many people
with
independent art and like, you know, crafts and stuff like that, which was kind of cool. It was kind of nice to see that stuff because, you know, as Sean and I have been to so many cons, you go to a con and it's like, here's a booth full of pops and here's another booth full of pops. And hey, here's the same t-shirt that you can find three booths down. And it's a lot of the same shit. And especially like when we were in California, you see the same vendors over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Selling the same shit with the same booth layout, whatever. So it was nice to see different things.
Yeah. And there's been a bunch of stuff around here that we've checked out. And that we've had a chance to, you know, like some stores and some comic book places that, you know, we've become a little bit familiar with. Like I call it Justice, that's out here in Parker. They were there.
They were there.
There was a few others too.
Yeah, there were definitely some places, and also some places we didn't know existed.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just like, hey, that's close to us. Why didn't we know about that? But yeah, so Sean, of course, got to go shopping for some toys. Sean, actually, he did some serious spending,
which is
actually unusual. Usually it's the other way around.
Well, that was funny because because for years you would go to the conventions and you'd be like, would be like, I'm not going to spend a lot of money or whatever. And then you end up buying like way more in books.
Of course I did. Yeah.
Look at that. One, I kind of went a little bit ham.
You totally did. You went balls to the wall. I was impressed because I don't think I've ever seen you go like that before. I was like, holy shit, okay.
This you couldn't stop me?
No, why? I don't give a fuck. It's your money. Like, you're having a good time. Like,
I was enjoying. Well, there were some good deals.
Yeah, and you know, you bought things that you wanted and things that you bought two t-shirts.
Well, I'm wearing one right now. This was actually kind of nice. Because
we don't typically see this sort of stuff.
Well, the reason, actually, a good deal with that is that it's been a while since I've been shopping for t-shirts that I'm not looking at the same shit all the time.
Yeah.
So there's new stuff that's come out, and there was one of those stands there that sells a lot of those.
Like, they had like fucking everything.
They had a lot of stuff.
They had shit I'd never seen before. And I was like,
as far as like, well, not only just like comic book stuff, but also like horror movies.
Yeah, just and like, shit. I'm like
just different things that are really
stuff.
Unique. And I got like two shirts. I got myself a Creeper shirt, mm-hmm. which you don't see many Creeper shirts no. out. And I got one that's kind of a grayish one, but it's got the Creeper on it, and it's actually it fits pretty nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I got got the old double XL, which mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. helps. You know, because the thing, I'm tall.
Yeah.
So I need a longer shirt because if I get something like an XL, just give XLTs, man. I'll buy an XLT. You know, as long as it ain't young. I hate wearing young shirts. But so I got that. I got that shirt, this shirt, and I also bought an Orion shirt, Orion of the New Gods. But this one, and this is what I really like about it because it's pretty unique and very specific. It is the super. It's a cartoon draw. You know, a comic drawing
mm-hmm.
of the superpowers version of Orion.
Yes.
So with the big white helmet
mm-hmm.
and, you know, red and blue outfit or whatever, you know, and of course I have that figure, you know, and, you know, you move his hand and you squeeze his arm and his face changes. Like that's his gimmick.
Yeah.
It's not the original, you know, it's not the usual, you know, like red bodysuit with the, you know, the silver helmet and stuff like that. So it was different. And the thing, you don't see, like, Orion's a character that, like, you don't really see a lot of shirts for, you know?
Right.
Like, I mean, usually just seeing, like, if you're doing anything with Orion, you're usually doing, like, a New Gods kind of shit. You know, you're just, like, overall New Gods. Or, you know, I mean, shit, Mr. Miracle is, like, the only one that kind of gets any play. And Darkseid, obviously. But, yeah, so it was interesting to see that. It's funny because the kid there was, like, he's like, so who's Orion? You know.
Yeah, that kid was maybe 16. Like, you know, I felt like it was kind of like his family's business and he was just helping out.
Yeah, but I schooled him. I said it's Darkseid's son, you know, obviously. Mm. I think he's familiar with Darkseid. But Orion's still pretty kicking it.
But he doesn't look that way anymore.
On my shirt or just in general?
On your shirt. He looked, you know, like, think about that design versus the one that they had in even the animated Justice League.
Right.
So it's such a, you know, if you've never seen that version of Orion and you're not super familiar with him, like, you're not going to recognize him.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's why I was like, I kind of have to get this shirt because it's very specific.
Yes.
And so I picked that up. But there's some other stuff there too that I was impressed with, just like, oh, this is different. You know, you don't, because mm-hmm. like, you know, it's kind of like that Robot Man shirt that I had.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very, it's a very specific kind of shirt. Like, you know, because it's just like Robot Man. And it's like, oh, Robot. Nice. But this one, I was glad to pick these up. I picked up, there's a booth, a store that was selling just some discounted SNES and just games.
Oh, yeah. I almost yelled at that kid.
Oh, why? Because he made fun of Batman Returns?
Well, yes. So we were there, and Sean found some games, and I happened to see Batman Returns for Super NES. And I was like, oh, sweet. You know. And as anybody who's listened to the show knows, I love Batman Returns. It is a great movie. Everybody is giving wonderful performances. And so I pick it up, and I'm like, oh, man, check this out. And it was, like, cheap as fuck. I forgot how much it was. And it was, like, percentage off, too. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And Sean's like, oh, do you want it? And he's like, yeah, you know, that's a really great game, even though the movie was terrible. And I was almost like, shut your mouth. How dare you, the young.
But I'll say this, that, you know, if you're at a convention and somebody's trash talking your favorite comic book thing, one of your favorite comic book things.
I was nice.
You can challenge him.
But I decided to be nice.
No, I'm glad you'd work.
Because he was just doing his job, and I have worked retail. I get it.
I know.
I'm not going to give him shit for being absolutely incorrect. Oh, this isn't Twitter.
Right. We just did a very long dissertation about how great that movie is.
We did, because it's so good.
Recent episodes. So that is that person was incorrect. But he had some good deals, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
I managed to pick up.
Forgot what else you bought.
I got Batman Returns on SNES, which that version of that game is so much easier to play than the Genesis version.
Oh, really?
I don't know what the fuck's going on in the Genesis version. I don't know how anybody fucking plays that shit, because it's just clunky as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's like, I don't know why I just didn't do the same damn game.
Right.
But this one's like the SNES version is just like straight beat 'em up. Like kind of like, you know, basically kind of like Final Fight, you know, or just something like that, which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I also picked up Wizards and Warriors, Fortress of Fear for Game Boy. I picked up Trojan for NES. Picked up a Cyclotron action figure, another superpowers specific gimmick, but not the superpowers figure, but the DC Classics, DC Universe Classics. So now I have two Cyclotrons. I have two Cyclotrons. Put that on my tombstone.
Yep.
Scribe that on my urn, which will be a Dr. Fate helmet.
I have two Cyclotrons.
I have two Cyclotrons.
I'm just going to put mine. It's just going to say a large fat child because that's my Twitter bio.
You know, that's, I think that would be great if we just have like, you know, it's like we have two.
Fuck it.
Over side by side and it just says Sean Barrick.
I have two Cyclotrons.
I have two Cyclotrons as exegesis. I'm a large fat child.
Yeah, just as large fat child.
Large fat child. People are like, these people are cool. Here, have a carnation.
Yeah, we'll pay tribute.
Pay tribute. Oh man. Our gravestones will go meme.
We'll probably go, just go have viral. Like one, right?
Our
like,
gravestone, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll just have like one because we're being cremated. So they'll just put us like in the same thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right?
We should get buried in New Orleans so we can have an above-ground joint.
Well, I mean, if we did get just stuck in one of those, like, mausoleums, we'd be above ground.
Okay, good.
I mean, we have to make sure it looks cool.
Can I be next to the Waynes with the bat monster inside?
Yeah, yes, you can. Yes, we'll be right next to them.
Nice.
Batman will come and cry a lot.
Come and cry and be like, oh, look at these people. These people are kind of cool. Anyways, back to weeping. Oh, by the way, Robert Pattinson official for Batman.
Yep, I put that on our page.
Yeah, that came out last week. And, hey, whatever.
Whatever. Reserve judgment because I was wrong before.
Let's just get through it. Let's just get to it. Of course, I think we're going to definitely get another fucking origin story.
Yeah, so. That kind of sucks, actually. I would love a Batman Beyond. Give me that. Give me that origin story. That'd be fucking great.
Yeah. That's it. We've talked about this before, but yeah. Just something different. Anyway. Anyways, what else did I get? I got a Red Tornado Kenner figure, but not a superpowers, but like a late mid-90s joint where he's kind of doing like a weird, wide stance pose, and he's really sinewy.
Yeah, he's super ripped. It's kind of disturbing, actually. Yeah.
Fucking yoked tornado.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Also got an Orion action figure. I got this the JLU version of that, which can't stand worth a fuck.
Nope.
Because he's got like a gigantic fucking bot.
Well, he's got that Bruce Timm body.
Yeah, he's got those Bruce Timm.
Which is just that huge fucking giant, tiny, like giant ass shoulders, barrel ass chest, and like itty bitty tiny hips and small feet.
Yeah, small feet. Yep. So, yeah. But this one was voiced by Ron Perlman. Yes. So. Stuff. Well, I got some trades though too. So was this Time Warp Comics?
Yes.
So there's another store out here called Time Warp Comics, which we weren't aware of, but they had a stand and they were doing 50% off trades. And that's the thing. That's a good percentage. 50% off trades is.
It was actually really good because I didn't buy anything that whole time we were there. I was like, I'm gonna get out of here without buying anything.
You're just watching me just.
I was just watching Sean spend money, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm actually gonna get out of here without spending any money. This is a fucking miracle. Look at this. And then we get to this, which is, we were like at the last booth because we were both like, I think we're done after this. So we go in there and there were all these trades and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I saw, you know, those Golden Age, Silver Age trades that they've been putting out lately. And they had a Batman Golden Age one.
No, Superman Golden Age.
Well, no, they had a Batman and a Superman. I got both.
No, you got the Silver Age Batman, I think.
No, I got Golden Age. I think Golden Age both. One's like volume 3 and the other one's volume 4, whatever. But I got the Batman one and the Superman one, and they're 50% off. So they were only like, what, like $12 or something?
Yeah.
Which is a great deal for those. So I got that. And then there was a Catwoman trade that I didn't have. So I got that too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was from the third series.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to kind of fill that with trades. Yep. I didn't see any of the 90s Valiant ones, but.
No, only the second one's out. I've seen it once.
Yeah.
I haven't bought it yet, though.
But yeah. So I picked up. For us, because we both love it, the Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, it's exciting.
The Kirby, Jimmy Olsen Adventures by Jack Kirby. So basically, it's Jimmy, which, because again, you know, we've talked about this before on the show. They don't really have like a lot of, like, you don't see a lot of like collected versions of like the Superman auxiliary books from like the 60s and 70s, like,
right, you know, like you'll find them in your Superman family book, like the Superman
the showcase ones.
Like there's a couple in there, but it's not just like everything is collected.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised though too, considering they've done like all of these other big books.
Jimmy Olsen ran forever. So did Lois. Lois's book was around for fucking ever.
Jimmy Olsen and Lois ran at least 15 years.
Yeah.
A piece.
Oh, 100%.
Because they pretty much started around the same time.
Yeah, they were like concurrent.
Yeah. So I mean, it's pretty intense how many books there are of those series respectively, and how they're not really collected, and it's kind of a shame. But there is some Jimmy Olsen collections out there, and they had from the Kirby areas too, which you know has like Darkseid and everything. I think I'm pretty sure we have the first appearance of Darkseid in this one. I have to go back and check.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think we have that pretty much collected. And there's only two versions out, or two volumes out, and I picked up both of those, and that was a good deal.
Yeah.
And I also picked up Iron Man 2020, a trade for that, which is something I've been wanting to check out, because if you want to get the full Iron Man 2020, like origins and stuff like that, you have to kind of like find those Machine Man books and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I didn't know this was out. So it's kind of, that's the great thing is when you go and you look at trades and you're like, oh, I didn't know this existed.
Yeah, that's always fun.
That's always fun. And then it's like, oh, I can use this. And then it's always like, perfect. I'll just get that. I know I picked up a few other things that I'm missing, but overall, pretty good day for getting shit.
Yeah.
And it was also just, again, cool to see a lot of artists. Also cool, and I got a chance to talk to them, was another fellow Denver podcast.
Yeah.
The Real Nerds. Mm-hmm. They had a stand there.
R-E-E-L.
R-E-E-L Nerds. Yeah. And they are a part of the Denver Podcast Network, and got to chat with them for a second. Mm-hmm. And they had something else. Talk about this with a friend of, you know, a guy at House of Pod the other day about how I was impressed because they, you know, they're filmmakers.
Mm.
So in order to like kind of do something along with this podcast, they kind of created like a web series that they sell as a part of like their, you know, their merch.
Yeah.
Which I think is smart.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really unique thing to do. And you should. I've listened to a few of the shows. They're pretty good. You should check them out. You know, definitely. I mean, support all podcasts. That's what I always say.
I mean, I haven't heard them, you know, but I was very impressed. A lot of their stuff looks very like, because I think one of the guys like is a graphic designer. So it looks real slick.
Yeah.
And real professional. Not like shit I'd come up with, you know, where it's just like a stick figure holding like what a square. And I'm like, it's a comic book.
Our logos, you know.
Logo is garbage. We need a new one.
It really was something where we're like, let's just do this. And then we've just been using the same damn thing for years.
I know.
Because it's really, you know, and obviously it's out of focus comic books, but yeah, it's just dumb. It just looks like barf.
It does. I mean, at least it's colorful. I'll give it that.
I got to find something else to use.
You know what I think we really need to do like one of those like, it's a maternity photo shoot, but it's just us like lovingly holding our collection and like playing with it outside or something. So it's like one of those cheesy ass family photo shoots.
Mm.
And I'm just like holding a comic book wrapped in a blanket.
You should hold a long box lap to the blanket.
Oh, Jesus. I have to be empty.
Hey, we can gimmick it.
Yeah.
You can put a few comics in there, kind of stage that.
I've birthed it. Like, what were we talking about before doing one where it was like...
In a bathtub?
In a bathtub where we were like sitting there with, you know, amongst comic books. We'd have to like hire a photographer. Like,
yeah, I know.
Somebody who's better at this than we are.
Yeah, somebody way better at this.
Yeah, somebody who has like ideas.
Well, we have ideas. I just don't think we have ideas.
They're just bad.
No, we have ideas. I think these are good ideas.
These aren't good ideas. These are terrible ideas.
No, I think they're fine ideas.
The worst ideas ever.
So, but I think that it's just in terms of execution of getting the proper like pictures and stuff like that. Like we'd actually need somebody to be like, oh, okay, we'll pose it this way because, you know, I'm a professional photographer and I can take this picture so it doesn't look like barf.
Us standing in like a pile of trash and the trash represents our collection. It's a thinker.
But people just think we're collecting like actual trash.
Oh yeah, then they might think this is a hoarding podcast.
Yeah, they might think
we're here to talk about flat cats today.
They might call like animal services and stuff like that.
1-800 got junk just showed up.
You know, it always reminds me of this episode of Sklarbo Country, from years ago where Tom Lennon was a guest and they had on this guy.
He was like the host of Hoarders or something, right?
Or like some sort of hoarding related thing.
He was talking about the flat cats.
He's talking about like, he's like, well, sometimes we pick up the cats and sometimes they're just.
They're flat cats.
But sometimes they're wet. Tom Lennon's reaction is just, it was just like, he's like, oh my God, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. And I've smoked cigarettes through my nose before. just something to that effect, but it was really
it's true. Like if you ever watch those fucking episodes of Hoarders, they always were like, let's move this couch. It's like a cat that's been dead for 15 years. It's completely flat. It's very upsetting as a cat person.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we got to that part here on this podcast. Oh man. Anyways,
is anything else to talk about here on Worst Collection Ever?
Is there anything else you want to talk about with regards to Pop Culture Con or?
No, I mean, we had fun. I didn't really see a ton of cosplay. I know there was some.
Well, it's Sunday, so I kind of feel...
Sunday. I think Saturday is probably a better day for it. No, I mean, I think it was really too expensive for what we ended up doing.
I know, and that kind of makes me not sure if I'm going to be able to go again, because
I don't know if I want to go again. And also, I got real pissed off at the very beginning when we got there, not because of the people. Because they're like, hey, come this way and scan your ticket. And we're like, cool. And the guy looks at it and he's like, oh, 2 Sunday passes. We're like, yes, please. And he reaches into his little fanny pack thing and he pulls out 2
laminates.
And he just hands them to us. They didn't have lanyards. And I was like, oh, is this a, you know, bring your own lanyard? And he just looked at me and we're like, thank you. So I was like, where the fuck am I supposed to hang this thing? So I'm like trying to figure out where to put it because, you know, you can't like walk around without that thing showing because people stop you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, apparently there was like just a whole shit ton of lanyards. And like you had to go to a specific booth.
Yeah, the volunteer booth or whatever.
To go get a lanyard. And I was like, okay.
Doesn't make any goddamn sense.
What the fuck, you guys? Like you couldn't have just put like a little stand behind the guy where you just pick up your lanyard? Like whatever. So we spent quite a long time like trying to fucking find this lanyard.
Yeah.
And also display this thing. Poor Sean had to like tie it through his hoodie string. I've got it like stuck in my purse. I'm like, who the fuck's my lanyard? I was mad.
Yeah. Now that's one of those things if I knew.
And I did start complaining because I was like, to Sean, I was like, we spent how much fucking money on this?
Yeah.
And they couldn't even give me a cheap ass 50-cent lanyard?
Yeah.
Or at least tell me to bring my own, not like I don't have 8 billion of them.
Or at least have somebody tell you to go get them.
Yeah, or just be like, hey, those are upstairs at the, you know, at the top of the stairs. You can go get them at any volunteer booth. I've been like, thanks, dude. But he didn't tell us that. He just looked at me even when I was like, oh, is this bring your own lanyard? And I was like,
is what I'm supposed to do, shove this to my ass?
Not only that, I'm like, dude, I'm not even being a bitch.
No, I know.
Like, I'm not yelling at you or anything. You're not being like, you know, I'm not like, can I speak to the manager? Like, I don't even have that haircut yet. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it wasn't, it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
I think there's like the Fort Collins Comic-Con coming up in a few months.
And then maybe.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
If it's cheap, I'd say I wouldn't mind going. I feel like those tickets were way too expensive.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
They really were.
And I hate to say that, but it's like, you know, I get it. I mean, I get it. You're trying to.
Oh, sure.
You have, because you're like, let's put it this way. Bringing Dave Bautista in, just that name alone. I'm just saying that just based on that name alone, that ain't cheap.
No.
Dave Bautista lives good.
Man, Dave Bautista's doing all sorts of shit. He was on the internet. He was getting some fucking props.
Oh, yeah.
Because some, like, homophobic Catholic bishop was like, don't go to Pride. Pride is wrong. Blah, 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 blah. Dave Bautista was like, my mom's a lesbian, and she's fucking great, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, Dave Bautista is as far as like, you know, his base politics.
With bad tattoos.
Yeah, with bad tattoos. But he's kind of rad in that regard.
Well, what did somebody yell at him in WrestleMania? Your tattoos suck.
Well, that was Dave Arquette.
But
he says, your tattoos are worse than mine. And that was David Arquette yelling that, because David Arquette is all tatted up now, too.
That's right. And didn't somebody yell at him and he's like, shut up, I got friends money or something?
Somebody yelled at David Arquette.
Your tattoos are worse than mine. It's true, because he's got like those like flowers on his
Yeah,
like,
well, the thing is, I haven't seen him in a while with all his tattoos.
Right, and they're colored red, and it really looks like he has a rash.
Yeah, it looks like he needs to go to a doctor.
It looks bad. Your tattoos are worse than mine.
So, anyway. So yeah, so good times, I guess, at the Denver Pop Culture Con. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, maybe we'll go to the Fart Collins thing, maybe just see how that
we'll
is.
See.
Maybe it might have some Wyoming flavor, because there's a Wyoming Con too. I think it's probably already passed.
Oh, the Cheyenne Comic Con.
Cheyenne Comic Con. I wonder how that is. I want to go up there at some point.
We should go up there. There's nothing up there, but we should go up there.
But sometimes I like going up to something where there's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, we can go.
And then find
it's not
something.
That long of a drive, let's be honest.
Well,
it's
if we go up to Fort Collins, we're not that far away.
No, it's only like 45 minutes from Fort Collins. It's not far.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's take our break. We'll come back with our book for this week.
30 years ago, I walked into a comic store, and I picked up G.I. Joe and the Transformers number 1. A month later, I came back. They say every journey has a first step. Every story has a beginning. This is mine. I may have begun my comics collecting career in earnest in 1990, but from the fall of 1986 until the fall of 1987, I was a regular at my LCS. So in honor of 30 years of collecting comics, I'll be recapping and reviewing all of them on the days they originally came out. So join me, Tom Panarese, for Origin Story, a podcast miniseries starting this September at PopCultureAffidavit.com and TwoTrueFreaks.com.
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Marvel Team-Up number 112 from December 1981. We are checking this out because a friend of mine, I posted on Instagram, I posted Felix Faust,
mm-hmm.
a photo from mm-hmm. we talked about last week. And my friend was like, hey, is this Cole? My friend was like, is that King Cole? And you know, I was like, no, it's Faust. And I was like, oh, that's right. I have this. And I think we should talk about this. And plus, this is actually, we didn't buy this book. My brother let us have this from his comic book collection. So this is a Brian Merrick special.
One of the other few guests we've had on this podcast.
Yeah. We got that at his show, too.
Yes, we did.
We did a beer podcast.
One of those,
yeah, What the Hops, which
has been going for
almost a year at this point. He actually like does a lot of cool shit.
Oh yeah, way more cool shit than we do.
yeah, we're
we just sit on our couch. Like he like goes places and like makes friends.
Yeah, I know. We're friends with King Cole.
We're friends with comic books.
For the comics. So, anyways, on the cover here, you got King Cole. So King Cole is basically like
it's like Hercules-ish.
He's in the same universe. I think he's in the same universe as Conan.
Sure.
He's Conan before Conan.
Yeah. He's one of those guys. He's like a warrior wearing a loincloth.
Yeah.
You get the idea.
He's a king.
Back
he's muscular.
In the day, ancient times, etc.
So on the cover, he's fighting this guy in this wild tribal mask. And there's a ring of fire and a bunch of warriors surrounding the fire, and above them is a dream circle or some sort of image.
That's kind of what I was going to call it too, kind of like an imaginary circle thing.
Yeah, and Spider-Man is in there
fighting a tiger,
and he's about to fight a tiger.
I kind of wish Spider-Man actually did fight a tiger in this book because how cool would that be?
I agree. I kind of wish there was some tiger fighting.
There's no tiger fighting. This book, the cover has lied to me.
Yes. So, that's basically what we're dealing with here. And we'll find out why that is
soon.
Soon. The story is called King Comes Riding. And we start off with Spider-Man basically having a fever dream.
Yeah.
And
he looks like he's gracefully falling out a window, but he's like in space.
Yeah, he's in space. And he's basically looks like a drug-fueled, you know, defender.
Who wrote this again?
J.M. DeMatteis.
That's right.
And of course, J.M. DeMatteis wrote a plenty of Defenders comics.
Yes.
So we are Defenders adjacent in this book.
Well, they are mentioned.
Yeah.
So he's like going through space and there's like all the stuff and there's like narration box and being like, he knows he's Peter Parker, but that's really all he knows. You know, his arm tingles because he like got bit by something.
He got bit by a lizard man.
Well, that's, and that's when his like, these things start flashing back where it was like he was in this fight and there were lizard people who looked like the people that he knew.
Yeah, basically in the previous issue, he teamed up with Devil Slayer, which... I need to find more about Devil Slayer. I like Devil Slayer. But
great name.
Yeah, I know. Fucking badass name. Yeah, that's
fucking great.
But it was him. Basically, like, there was a thing going on with a bunch of lizard men, and the Defenders had to get involved, but the Defenders ended up being the lizard men, and one of them bit Spider-Man, and we get to see that just like a lizard man. Being,
yeah, oh. Yeah, chomps.
It's like a velociraptor. It's like, yeah,
and he's like, oh no, like there's like lizard venom, you know, going on. And so he comes to and he is on Doctor Strange's couch, basically. So he's in the sanctum.
Yeah, he's in the sanctum and Doctor Strange is like, he's like, you know, Spider-Man's like, what the fuck? And he's like, Doctor Strange is like, yo,
it's me. And he's there with Wong. And Wong's like, but he's only here for like a minute.
I do like this close-up here of Doctor Strange being like, you're dying.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, you're dying because, like, a lot of people wouldn't die, but because you're a spider person who is their... He calls them, like, their hereditary enemy of the lizard people. Therefore, you're dying, like, way hard. Like, way harder than you would normally die of poison. Well,
because the lizard people hate the spider people.
Yeah, like, it's hereditary enemy. And I'm like,
they chomped extra hard on them.
Yeah, it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys, but if one was a lizard. So, like,
he's and
like,
the other was a spider.
And the other was a spider. And he's like, you are totally going to die. And Peter was like, what? And Dr. Strange is like, meh. I think I could maybe fix it, kind of. But I got to, like, float you to a couch.
Yeah.
Because like, this is my Spider-Man, like, sits up and he's like, what? Poison. And then he's like, oh, the pain. And he looks like he's kind of like ready to do like a breakdance move.
Yeah, he's kind of doing some hardcore moves.
Yeah, he really is. He's like,
well, you know why? Because Doctor Strange is giving him the metal fingers. He's like, yeah. Doctor Strange is, you know, Spider-Man's like,
yeah, he's like, if I was in a mosh pit, maybe that's what it is. He's like, I would just want to pretend to be in a mosh pit before I die. Doctor Strange is like, I support you.
Doctor Strange is like, yo, I'm gonna mystically bring Madball here to play.
And you know what? We're gonna show you that video of the guy from Korn playing fucking guitar with Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee's here. Fucking Korn is here.
Why not?
Fucking Donny Osmond's here for some reason. We're just gonna fucking rage until you die.
I don't. Actually, that sounds more like hell than anything else.
Yeah, that sounds pretty odd. He's like, oh no, I'm in hell! So, Spider-Man... So anyways, basically what we find out is Spider-Man's like... Dr. Strange is like, look...
Andy Williams shows up. Sorry, what?
My man.
I meant Moon River.
Oh, Moon River. Oh, I thought you were talking about Every Time I Die, Andy Williams.
No.
Yeah, that Andy Williams too. Yeah.
That Andy Williams.
They're both there. Yeah. They're both... Everybody's there.
Andy Williams! Sorry.
We're not stopping. Yes, we are.
Anyway.
But Doctor Strange is like, look, you're dying and we need like a special potion. And Spider-Man's like, great. Cool. Let's go get, why don't you go in your cabin and get it. And Doctor Strange is like, look, we need to go back in like to like BC times get your potion.
Yeah, because he's like, cool, Doctor Strange, you're like a legitimate medical doctor, also like a mystic doctor. I'm sure you must have some sort of potion or actual medical cure that can help me. And he's like, not really. So what we're going to do is like go back in time to when they had a cure for what's killing you.
We have to go back to the prehistoric Walgreens.
Yeah, the first Walgreens.
The first Walgreens.
Before they sold out and got corporate.
It was literally a green wall.
Yeah, and it was just like a dude with a cart selling like weird potions.
He didn't have a cart. He just had a stone tablet and he had a bunch of potions.
Do you think he had like a coat and it was like a flasher thing when they like open it, but they have all the watches? It was like that.
Oh, do you think he had a prehistoric chemist coat?
Yeah.
Like with the sleeves cut off?
And he just pulled it open and he was just like, what do you want? And he had like all these potions tucked inside.
Yeah, so they gotta go to that guy.
Yeah.
And so Spider-Man's like...
Well, okay, so this is what I do not understand. So Spider-Man, like Doctor Strange is like, okay, I'm gonna knock you out and we're gonna do this thing. And he's like, wow, Spider-Man's fading. I better just send Spider-Man's spirit.
Yeah, his astral self.
Back through time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hang out here and protect his body.
Right.
Now, my question.
Okay.
Why does Spider-Man have to be the one to go get this potion? It does not make any sense to me whatsoever.
Well, I think...
And it doesn't make sense at the end.
No, it does, actually.
No, it doesn't make sense to me at the end. And we'll talk about why. It would make more sense because Doctor Strange is like, I don't know, should I really be sending somebody who doesn't have any fucking experience back through the centuries in an astral form? He'll be fine. And I'm like, why didn't Doctor Strange go? Doctor Strange knows how to navigate this stuff. Wong can hang out with Spider-Man's body.
Why don't you send Wong?
Right, or like, why can't Wong go? Or why can't Doctor Strange go?
Why don't you call up fucking, I don't know.
It's so weird that he's like, well, he doesn't know what he's doing, but since he's dying anyway, I'm just going to send him?
Yeah, why don't you call up somebody else? Like, why don't you call up, you know, Wonder Man?
Right. Call up, I mean, shit, like, let's do, basically, he becomes Dead Man in this book, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, this is 100% exactly what he is, so I'm like, why don't you just do a fucking crossover and call Dead Man?
Yeah, we'll just call Dead Man.
And just be like, hey, I need somebody to jump into bodies, because literally that's what Spider-Man ends up doing. But anyway, so he sends him back through time. Why he doesn't go himself, we don't know. Sends him back through time. And so Spider-Man gets to see, like, Lincoln giving the Gettysburg Address.
It just flies over. He's like, he just flies over, and Spider-Man's like, "Yo, fucking rad! Look, there's Lincoln.
What up, Lincoln? Hey, how's it going?
Yo, check that out. There's fucking George Washington. What's up, George Washington?
What else does he see? He sees like,
well, all he sees is the Gettysburg Address. He sees Columbus, and then he sees like a volcano.
Oh yeah, and then he sees like, you know, Kull's world, and when he sees it, he makes this very like weird reference to like, whoa, is this Hollywood backlot B when Cecil DeMille was still alive? And I'm like, all right, okay. And then so he's like, wow, this is crazy, I don't really believe this, but I do. And then so Kull is like giving a speech or something.
No, he's just flying, he's just walking through, like, yeah, like a parade or something.
Oh, he's at a parade, whatever. So
And he sees his astral self, Spider-Man's astral self sees like a guy about to shoot an arrow at him. Yeah.
So he's like, oh man, it looks like bloodthirsty assassins aren't just from my time. And so then he jumps into his body. But I'm like, dude, you just made a Cecil B. DeMille reference.
Yeah.
But yet you don't remember that Caesar was murdered by assassins? Like, what the fuck are you even talking about right now?
Well, Spider-Man didn't learn anything in college.
He's like, I never took Greek history, I'm sorry. But But I did take Hollywood history.
He didn't need it. He just needed Hollywood history and chemistry. Those were his only electives.
That's it. That's all he needed.
Empire State University. That's all he needed.
That's it. It's Spider-Man University?
Spider-Man University,
and,
yep.
And photography.
Spider-Man University and photography. Yeah, that's what it is. You did it.
It's like Hollywood Upstairs Medical College.
Pretty much.
So he jumps into this guy's body and like throws him off a roof. But
he throws off this guy's shoes.
Yeah, and he throws this guy off the roof. But this doesn't make any sense to me because his spider powers have transferred.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Because no, it's Spider-Man's body that has those powers.
Right,
not
exactly.
Not his astral being.
Yeah, your ghost does not have...
Yeah.
As far as I'm... No.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Unless if there's a... I don't know.
It doesn't...
How
no,
do ghosts
it,
work?
It, well, an astral body should just be your soul.
Right.
And it just floats around. So like if you slam into a wall... You're not solid. You're going to go through it. Like, it's not like you slam into a wall as an astral body and, like, your body gets bruised. Your physical body doesn't fucking work that way.
Also, apparently he has, like, a time limit that he could do
this.
Yeah,
I guess.
Kind of like a ghost.
Sure.
You know? Like, you can only be in the bodies for a minute, and then you come out and it wipes you out.
Yeah.
Ghosts get tired.
Yeah. Oh.
You know? But, so he jumps into some random guy's body, and he uses the spider powers to drop this assassin, and Cole's like, yo, one of his buddies. His buddy is Brule.
Yeah. Which, I'm assuming he's also his, like, bodyguard.
Yeah. Dr. Steve Brule.
Yes. Free health.
Free health. He's like, everybody just always says, he's like, free health. He's like, I get it. But yeah, so he's like, yo, check out that kid beating up that assassin. And Kroll's like, yo, that's fucking dope.
Yeah.
I didn't die. And he's like, you know, he's like, all right. And then we cut to Kroll's throne room and Spider-Man's ghost or whatever. Just going to say Spider-Man. But
it's fine, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man decides to jump into Steve Brule's body.
Yeah, and this is
weird. Well, he just starts like, swinging on the fucking curtains and stuff. Yeah, and everybody's starts, like, what the fuck?
Singing show tunes?
I hate Spider-Man.
He's like, I'm just wild about Harry. And he's like swinging from fucking. And I'm like, what?
He's just being all weird. It's like, can't you
stop being weird?
Can't you just swing into somebody's body and be like, oh, now I'm this guy. Hey, by the way, hey. Let me do a bunch of flips.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Spider-Man.
Right. I'm also on the ceiling.
Steve Rule's body.
Hey, we're going to make a reference to the fact that I also have trans lady powers per Doctor Strange.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's like, it's a good thing people can understand me because Doctor Strange gave me the ability to like translate my English into whatever language Cole speaks.
Oh, whatever.
Ancient convenient. Sumerian or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, okay, sure.
So he's like, look, basically, like, I'm in this body and I need this cure because I'm dying.
Yeah.
And I'm the spirit and whatever. And they're like, we don't got this cure here.
Oh, by the way, the people we're hanging out with, we're not the spider people. And you're like, wait, what? Like, that's who you're supposed to go to. But then cut to that guy in the mask. Apparently, he is a spider person.
His name is Julak.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Drew Gulak.
Yeah.
Named after the wrestler.
Sure.
So Drew Gulak is like, you know, they're like, yo, Drew Gulak's the guy you need to see. He is the Walgreens.
Yeah.
He's Spider Guy,
and so, he's like hanging out by a fire, like he's just like, you know, having, he's like a shaman basically.
Yeah. And so they go to ride out and check him out, and they get ambushed by Drew Gulak's guys.
Yep.
And there's a did I miss a good page? Okay, so
to have a fight.
Yeah, there's a brawl, a good old Conan-esque brawl with swords and everything.
And Spider-Man jumps into some guy and he's like, oh no, I don't have my web shooters. I'll just make do with the tools of the time.
I'll just...
But he's got a huge fucking sword. And I'm like, that's way better than your web shooter.
And he uses his taint.
He does. He kills a man with his taint.
Spider-Man's, you know, this is like...
Spider-Man likes to do a lot of things taint first.
Yeah, you know, he should make sure he has some like guarding on his taint. Because all he's got is just that suit.
I mean, you don't know. It might have some sort of like padding. He might have like a jock strap.
Yeah.
Or maybe his spider tingling spider sense like allows him to avoid dick trauma.
That's true.
It could.
Because I'm certain if his spidey sense goes, oh, wait, my taint's going to get injured.
Oh, my God, my taint.
Oh, my God. Oh, my taint.
Oh, my taint.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man stars in Oh, My Taint.
So that's the next one after Spider-Man Far From Home. It's Spider-Man Oh, My Taint.
Okay.
It's with Spider-Man, and the villain is Dr. Dick Kick. It's a new villain.
Dr. Dick Kick.
It's Dr. Doom, but he just kicks dicks.
And instead of wearing a metal mask, he just wears like a metal codpiece.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, he's got extra like heavy boots because he just kicks taints.
Oh, like dicks. In the Mario movie? Like those magnetic boots?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's attracted to taints. My special taint-attracted boots.
I feel like Joey Ryan could be in this.
Hey, you know, Hollywood's own Joey Ryan. He is from the he is from that part. Joey Ryan actually be a great Spider-Man villain if he just showed up and was like, I'm Dr. Dick Kick.
I could see it.
I could see it. Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Hollywood, pay attention.
Yeah.
So
someone give us money for this brilliant idea.
We'll do nothing. We'll just provide the idea.
We'll give you shit ideas for money.
We'll give you shit ideas for money, and then we'll just walk away.
I'm just gonna buy an ad in like Variety magazine that says we'll give you shit ideas for money, and like see.
Actually,
if
we should.
Calls.
Actually, I don't think we should do that. I think we should just go. We should just be like, how about Dr. Dick Kick? And then underneath it'll be our phone number and like money.
Venmo.
Venmo. PayPal.
PayPal. We accept PayPal.
We accept PayPal. Send five figures only. And somehow we have enough money to keep putting that into some Variety until it works.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
And then somehow it's just like you just see like a big billboard on like Hollywood and Franklin, or was it Highland and Franklin?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Dr. Dick Kick, and it's like one of those moving ones.
It's got like a leg.
It's just Joey Ryan's head, but also like a boot underneath it, and it's like Dr. Dick Kick, and it's just kicking Spider-Man's taint.
Oh. Oh, yeah, and it's right by that, like, super liberal church that's over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
See, again, great ideas.
Yeah.
So, anyways... So Spider-Man, they're
so and Cull is like, our ghost friend is fighting. We should also fight, and so they do.
But then out of fucking nowhere,
yeah. So
the Drew Gulak is like, well, I'm just gonna use my witchcraft or whatever to just produce a giant hand, and then we just cut to the next shit.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, somehow he knows that like Spider-Man is a. Spirit? No one can see him, by the way.
But he is some sort of witch doctor.
Yeah,
he
can... spiritual man. However, great manicure.
Oh, yeah, look at
that. He's got a great manicure. His fingernails are quite lovely. He went to the salon. He got them done. He looks good. So he's like, okay, well, I'm going to create this giant hand, and I'm going to grab that spider ghost. So that's what he does.
Grabs the spider ghost, and then so this is actually funny because you.
This is my favorite part because he captures Spider-Man, but when he captures him, I guess he puts him in like a containment unit of some sort
that allows the spectral self to be seen.
Yes, but really, what it looks like is that Spider-Man is a hamburger. It's a tube. It's the top bun and the bottom bun, and Spider-Man is the meat in the middle.
It is. Yeah.
It's a spider hamburger.
It looks like spider a commercial. Burger. It looks like a commercial for like Burger King, be like Spider-Man burger.
I mean, that's the next step because they're like Impossible Burger, Spider Burger, and it's just
made up 100% spiders.
Ew.
We had so many spiders that we ground up to make this Spider-Man patty.
Do you know how many pounds of spiders we? Oh God! Just thinking of pounds of spiders.
I'm just imagining
so
whatever. They're,
oh God!
I'm just imagining
even.
The Burger King plant just being like, ground up those spiders, and just tons of spiders just being poured into.
This is upsetting. I can't. No. This is like bucket. Like, do you know how many spiders you would need to make a pound of spiders? I can't.
Not a lot of meat on those spiders.
I can't even fucking talk. This is really upsetting. Actually, I'm getting very, very grossed out. Nope. Not going to talk about it anymore. Okay, next panel.
So Spider-Man, so Drew Gulak's like, you're gonna enter me.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna enter me, and I'm gonna fight Cull, and I'm gonna take over his shit or whatever.
And I guess like Cull has like a tiger spirit that he calls on, but the way this is drawn, it kind of just looks like a tiger's about to eat his head. So he's like, Cull and I are gonna fight. You're gonna come into my body.
Cull and I's gonna fight.
Cull's tiger spirit is gonna come into me.
Yeah, I'm gonna be you, Spider-Man, and Cull's gonna be a tiger.
This is basically like you're picking your guy in Mortal Kombat.
I choose Tiger Man.
Yeah, and I choose Spider Man, and then or like when you're doing like Marvel versus.
I choose Dr. Dick Kick.
Yeah, like if you're playing, there's a Marvel fighting game. What's it called? Marvel versus Capcom or whatever the fuck, and it's like a fighting game. It's that. So they're like, cool, let's fight.
Yeah, Drew Gulak as Spider-Man. Spider-Man as Drew Gulak is about to get the upper hand.
Right.
No, Cole gets the upper hand. I think, right?
No, because Spider-Man stops him from killing. He kills, like...
Wait, so what's going on here?
That's what I don't understand. So I think it's, like, somebody kills someone.
Oh, no, he doesn't kill anybody. No, this guy's...
No.
Steve Brule.
Yeah, he kills Steve Brule.
Steve Brule's talking shit.
And he gets killed.
And does he get killed?
Yeah, he's dead.
He just gets kicked.
I think he's dead.
I don't know. He could. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I thought he got murdered.
I think he's fine.
My favorite murder is when this guy got killed in this comic book.
Tonight on this very...
I'm going to write into my hometown and I'm going to be like...
Hometown
hey.
Murder. It's like, I come from 10,000 BC. Yeah. And, I was
hey,
at the,
Georgia, Karen, Steven, and furry friends. So my favorite murder, my hometown murder is about this comic book in which this one character, I think, got stabbed by a blue guy.
So I was stabbed by Smurf.
That guy's blue.
I went to the first Walgreens and I watched
a guy with a great manicure create a huge hand that came out of space. I know, right? Like, where does that come from? Anyway, so
have you guys ever seen this Forensic Files? This is really good. It's really good. It's one they don't show very often.
Stay sexy and don't get stabbed by blue guys.
Don't get stabbed by Smurfs. I think he's. I guess I don't know.
He just falls face forward and we never see him again.
Well, this is my thing I was confused about was I was reading this and I thought this was Cole. And I thought
I did
that
too.
I thought that this was Steve Brule and I thought he kicked Steve Steve Brule turned heel.
Oh no!
And kicked Kroll.
That is not.
But what I. Happened. But now I'm seeing this. I'm like, oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Cole's about to get it from Drew Gulak, and Spider-Man inside Drew Gulak's body
like takes control.
Takes control, and Cole is like, all right, enough of this shit. I'm going to cut off your fucking head.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take Spider-Man's example, and I'm not going to kill because that's wrong.
Right.
And then, and Drew Gulak is like, hey, since that was great of you, I'm going to create the potion that you need.
Uh-huh.
So he, again, this is another part where I'm like, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Okay, see, but this does make sense.
No, it doesn't, because this is the same reason he shouldn't have his spider powers. He's not a body. He is a spirit. So what he does is he goes inside. But
maybe it's his life essence inside.
No, it doesn't work that way. When your body is sick, you need to give the body the medicine. So, but it, so he, his spirit goes inside this guy, and Spider-Man drinks the guy, Kull, drinks the potion, and Spider-Man's like, my body back 20,000 years in the future is fucking healed. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Well,
that doesn't make sense. You should be bringing this with you so your physical body can have it. This doesn't make any goddamn sense.
He doesn't have.
That's why Doctor Strange should have gone.
Well, Doctor Strange would be the same deal. You couldn't just
go back. Doctor Strange could have. He's got magical powers. Spider-Man's just Spider-Man. So anyway, so he goes back into the future and he like wakes up and he's like, I'm healed somehow. And Doctor Strange is like, great, I'm glad you're alive. And he's like, cool, bye. I'm gonna jump out this window.
Well, first of all, he goes, Doctor Strange is like, you know what? I'm not good. Because Spider-Man wakes up and he's like, oh man, I don't remember any of this. I just feel better.
Oh, that's right.
Right? And Doctor Strange is like, yeah, that's good. You know, and he's thinking this. He's like, yeah, that's good. Because if you remember that he was jumping inside people's bodies and he was in Drew Gulak's body, he'd probably go insane.
Yeah, he'd probably be really weirded out by that.
Probably lose his damn mind. That's basically it. Like, Spider-Man's like, fuck this. I'm going to jump out the window and go see a movie.
Yeah.
And then we get Cole in the background, you know, and that's it. That's it.
That's it.
We don't have a letters page, but I do want to address this hostess ad.
Well, we have to talk. Well, first we have to say, what is the next issue?
Oh, well, the next issue is Spider-Man and Quasar.
Oh, your favorite.
And I already probably have this.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for, I would definitely read the next issue, because I probably already have.
Yes.
So what do you think?
I'd probably read the next issue, but let us talk about this hostess ad. That is, of all the hostess ad, I thought the one we read last week was the most bonkers. The one where some random dude from the press is in Clark Kent's apartment.
Yeah.
I thought that was the most bonkers hostess ad. I am wrong. This is the most bonkers hostess
ad. Well, just the thing about the hostess ads is that there were so many of these in the 70s and 80s.
They're so fucking weird.
And I don't know. What would be awesome is if they just made a trade paperback but this.
They really should, because these are...
Do one for Marvel, do one for DC.
Chef's kiss. They are so amazing. I can't even explain them to you. They're just great. I would love to see a paperback of just these hostess ads.
I think in terms of maybe like rights issues and shit like that, you can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know. Hostess fucking, what the hell, man? You guys, apparently you guys need the money because you guys couldn't make Twinkies anymore.
Right?
So why don't you just make this and
a giant paperback full of advertisements. Like,
yeah, literally advertisements for like things that maybe, I mean, you still make the pies.
You still make those pies. You know, I'm certain my father still buys them.
And they do them for, you know, for Twinkies and Ho-Hos and fucking cupcakes and shit.
Fucking
everybody's out there
buying
that shit.
Give them to me. Yeah, they're just fucking weird and bonkers, so anyway, I'd like to see them.
Anyway, so the Hulk versus the Fumi Goonies.
And I'm like, wait, what?
That's not even a word.
It's Fumi, P-H-O-O-M-E, M-I-O.
Fumi, that looks like...
P-H-O-O-M-I-E.
Right.
Goonies, like the movie.
But here's the thing. The word Fumi, like just
it doesn't
printed
even...
out, doesn't make any goddamn sense for one. But also looks like though it would be like an...
It should be a circus act.
No, but it would actually be like... What is the word? Is it... It's not onomatopoeia. What's the word when you see these things?
Like the pow, boom.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget what they're called.
That should be like when somebody farts.
Fumi.
Or this should be like, or queef.
Yeah, it should be like, a queef.
Yeah.
The queefy goomies?
The queefy goomies.
So we start this weird ad with Bruce Banner. the Hulk. He has become a mailman. Why? I don't know. He just decided he didn't want to be a professor anymore.
Well, yeah.
Or a doctor.
He's got shit going on.
Scientist man. He's like, you know what? I'm going to be a mailman. And honestly, sometimes I think that's the best idea.
He's got. I had a friend that was a mailman for a while.
That sounds like a really good idea, actually.
Yeah, but there's also dogs. Like dogs that don't like you.
Oh, well, that would be a problem. But I mean, like, think of it. Like, literally all you do is, like, you get into the car, into those fun little trucks with the driver's thing on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive around, and you put mail in boxes, and you get to stay outside, and you don't have to fucking listen to anybody. Maybe I should become a mailman.
We're making a good case for being a mailman right now.
Yeah. Actually, I think this is a really good idea.
Thanks, Hulk.
Fuck office jobs, become mailman. Anyway, so Hulk has the right idea, and he becomes a mailman. He's in a bank, or he goes back to the post office?
No, he goes back to the post office. I think he...
And he does not have a uniform, by the way. He's just wearing
regular... He's not a mailman yet. He's thinking about being a mailman.
Oh, he's thinking about becoming a mailman.
Because he's outside of the mail...
I thought that little bag was his mail bag.
No, he walks out, and he's like, mailman, I should do that. And then he's like, but mailmen are civil servants. There'll be questions for him. So apparently... Him being a professor and learning, you know, knowing all the shit about fucking gamma radiation is a piece of cake, but filling out paperwork.
Yeah, because I'm sure I know on every job application I've ever submitted, it does ask, are you a raging Hulk monster?
And are you green?
Are you green? And you know you have to answer that question accurately and truthfully.
Are you gamma radiated?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes or no.
So he goes into the post office, and just happens that the post office is attacked by the Fumi Goonies, basically looking like Che Guevara.
Yes, they are a revolutionary sect of a government.
They run it, so they run in. This is
into the post office. Which, if you're going to take over the U.S. government, start at the post office.
Hey, that's how Red Dawn started.
At the post office?
No, but you know, started in a small town. You start somewhere. And then you take it over.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you really just want... You don't want to start with, like, Congress. Because that's big. So maybe, like, take over, like, a town meeting first, right?
Yep.
That's a good idea.
So the Fumi Goonies come in. And no explanation why they're called the Fumi Goonies.
Yeah, they're just like, we're here. We're a revolutionary government. We're here to throw over the government. Fuck the government. And Hulk's like, now I'm angry.
Hulk threatens to squeeze them into a size of an envelope and then mail them out of town.
Yes. Yeah.
And so he
turns into the Hulk and he grabs all three of these men's lives.
He grabs all three of these dudes and he's about to fucking crush their bones.
And some woman runs up to him and goes,
"No, that's a kid."
Oh, is it a kid? I thought it was a woman. Hey, Hulk, instead of murder, how about you just give those guys some Hostess fruit pies?
Yep. Don't murder Hulk. Give them pie.
I think that kid is like the reincarnation of Jesus.
Oh, turning fish into pies?
just you know, doing...
Or turning water into pie?
Yeah, just doing little miracles. You know, like, hey, how about instead of killing, you give them food instead?
Got a point.
Yeah?
Because right away these guys give up and they're like...
They're like, oh, I will totally sell out all of my ideals for one Hostess fruit pie. You are angry enough to take up arms against the government, but a fruit pie is enough for you to say, you know, look, what? Never mind.
If I'm ever in a hostage situation, if I'm ever doing a dog day afternoon, if you throw out a fruit pie, everybody gets to go home.
Well, yeah, really, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's how it ends.
I feel like that's really what's going to happen once our civil war breaks out.
Oh, is it going to end with just a big pile of fruit pies?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. So,
we're all just going to have to walk to the center of the U.S. and just...
Yes.
Grab pies and then walk back to our respective homes.
Yes, so it's gonna be like, so like everybody like gets mad and we all grab guns because this is America, and we all stand on separate sides and everybody's really mad, and then all of a sudden a hero comes through and it is a person driving a Hostess fruit pie truck.
Maybe it's this kid.
It's that kid, and then all of us get fruit pies.
He's like, "Stop America fighting! Here's some pies,"
and we're like, "You know what? Now we don't have any problems anymore." Let's eat these fruit pies.
Here's the thing.
And it ends like the Coca-Cola commercial.
I'm not always into fruit pies.
Oh, so you're going to just keep shooting.
Here's the solution.
It works for everybody but Sean.
Here's the solution.
Yeah.
Okay. You bring those chocolate pies.
Oh, did they make chocolate pies?
Oh, yeah. Oh. You didn't know that? They basically make these pies, but with chocolate in it.
I was not aware of that. You don't even like the apple fruit pie?
You know what? I'd fuck with the apple pie.
There you go.
Make sure that the apple pie is there.
Well, I think there's only three flavors.
No, well, there's... okay, so there's apple, there's cherry.
I think that... Then lemon, maybe?
Dude, no, there's a lemon one.
I'll fuck with the lemon one. I know there's an apple and a cherry for sure.
Yeah. But I want the chocolate one. You know, I kind of want the chocolate one right now. I got to find it.
You know what? I don't even know if I've ever eaten a Hostess fruit pie.
We should change that. I don't know. I think we should do that this weekend.
Eat a Hostess fruit pie?
Yeah.
Do I have to?
You don't want to? Look at how much fun they're having. You would give up everything you stand for just to eat a Hostess fruit pie.
That's true. Maybe if I...
It actually would make you... Maybe it might change your outlook on life.
It really would, because then maybe I'd have hope for the future.
I give up all of my...
I've eaten this pie, and now I'm no longer worrying about global warming.
Oh, man.
Climate change, income inequality. This pie is warm. On women's rights. I don't care anymore. Give me more
this
pie.
This flaky crust is warming my stomach with this wholesome goodness.
This flaky crust is erasing all of my anger. Flaky.
I don't know. Maybe we should try that this weekend. See how it goes.
I mean, maybe I'll be in a better mood. Maybe I'm just
every
gonna
woman
have to,
better in mood because of fruit pie.
Maybe I'm just going to have to be a one fruit pie a day kind of gal.
I don't know if that's good.
So instead of taking like some sort of like SSRIs, I just eat a fruit pie.
Yep. You got to go to Walgreens. You got to go to the first Walgreens. You go back to BC Walgreens.
Yeah. So those guys are in jail. They've given up their thing. They've eaten fruit pies. And Hulk's like, I'm going to bill them for new clothes.
And for the kids' pies.
Hulk didn't pay for those pies. That kid did. And Hulk's going to bill them anyway.
But do the Fooby Goodies have an LLC?
I don't know. I mean.
I hope they do.
You know.
Because if they don't, Hulk can come right after them individually for damages.
What, small claims court?
Small claims court.
It's going to end up on fucking like Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, God. Please let that be. Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk versus Fooby Goonies for
damages incurred when the Hulk tried to murder them.
Tried to murder them and forced a young child to make peace with pies. And so we're looking at, let's see, so three pies a guy, one pie a guy, so those pies are usually around, like, what, a buck?
Oh, I have no idea. When we go on our little excursion to become pie people this weekend.
Tonight on America's Pie People, Sean and Jen decide to try fruit pies. But Sean is upset they don't have the chocolate one.
And he cries in the store.
Man, that'd be the shittest reality show ever, America's Pie People. And it's just me crying. It's just me crying on the floor of a King Supers.
And then somebody just walks up to you and goes, sir, this is a King Supers. And you become that meme. And it's just like the whole world has come full circle. And I just like slowly eat a pie while watching you cry on the floor.
Sir, this is a Home Depot. We haven't sold pies here ever.
Maybe there should just be like on that reality show of pie people, it should just be like you having a fit in different stores while I stand off to the side and slowly eat a pie and watch.
Oh, like that kid in that video we watched earlier with the kids singing Blink 182 and that one kid just standing over them.
Yes.
But you're eating a pie.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. You know what? Look, we probably just did like 15 minutes just on this Hostess ad alone. Hostess.
Come
Marvel,
on, man.
DC.
Give me this trade.
Get this together.
Get your shit together,
let's
guys.
Let's get that book in stores.
Yeah.
And we will do a podcast on each of these. We will probably have, it would be the fucking best podcast.
It would be the best podcast.
And you might as well just be, you could sponsor us.
Whatever. You can pay us in pie.
you can pay us in treats.
Dude, my dad
I'll even take those orange flavored cupcakes you guys do.
Oh, yeah.
They do, because they would do cupcakes, but they would have orange frosting.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually just going to say my dad really loves Twinkies. So if you want to send me Twinkies, my dad would be a happy man, because I would share.
I'll fuck with the Suzy Q.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. What about Snowball? Snowballs I feel weird about.
Yeah, Snowballs are weird.
I feel like I always see Snowballs like around Super Bowl season, and they're like in the colors of the team.
Yeah, that's gross.
Anyway.
They're also kind of hard to bite into, too. They're kind of like, for some reason, they have a tougher dough.
Well, it's not like a dough. It's like the outside of it is like a gooey marshmallowy.
I thought it was like coconut.
It's covered in coconut. And then isn't it a gooey marshmallowy kind of like it should be a stale marshmallow, but there's some sort of chemical that keeps it from doing that. And then like the inside has the cake.
Oh, God. Yeah. Don't eat snowballs, guys. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Don't eat real snowballs and don't eat fake snowballs.
Yeah.
So,
but you can still sponsor us, Hostess. We'll figure out what to do with those snowballs. You can give them to us.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll do a contest.
You'll do a contest. Snowball contest.
I also like snowball contest as a potential reality show.
Either that or like a
mine has batteries in it.
A made for TV movie.
Oh, made for TV movie starring Dean Cain.
It's a Hallmark movie. It's called Snowball Contest.
God damn.
And it ends up being like a Christian romantic comedy, but people just throw snowballs at each other the whole time.
Former guest of this show,
Dean Cain?
I wish. Dean Cain used to play for the Buffalo Bills. Did you know that?
I remember that Dean Cain used to play football, yes.
Former guest of the show, Mark Hirschhorn, mm-hmm. has written Hallmark movies before.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
I think we have an in on getting Snowball Contest made for
Dude,
this holiday.
Get Mark Hirschhorn to, like, get me to write a Hallmark movie. Are you kidding? I could totally write some. The problem is they would have to cut out the hardcore sex.
Just the hardcore boning.
Be like, man, we can't show 30 minutes of this on Hallmark.
Just full, just DP times four.
Times four?
I don't know. Snowball contest. It's out of control, guys.
You don't understand the filth that you get into when you're talking about snowball.
Well, I mean, already we're talking about snowball. So, I mean, you're already. I think there, there's also, there might be another thing going on there.
No. Well, I'd rather talk about that than pounds of spiders. Anyway.
That sounds like a thing on Fear Factor. I'm surprised that never came up.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys, eat this spider burger. Anyways, I guess, Jesus
Joe,
Christ.
Joe Rogan's doing it right now.
Joe Rogan is definitely doing it right now with a side of elk.
So instead of like fries, does he just order a side of elk?
Elk fries.
Ew.
He's like chicken fries, but with elk. Which actually, you know what? I did enjoy my elk burger the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a good experience with that. Mm. Thanks for listening, folks. We need to get this done with. We appreciate
it. Getting dumb.
Yeah, we're getting dumb. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. Email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, please rate, review, subscribe anywhere you get this podcast. Tell your friends. Yeah, just get the word out about the show. We would really appreciate that, folks. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.